Neil, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a pretty tumultuous week. In fact, maybe that's an understatement.
That's an understatement.
All right. Well, let's talk first about these leaks that came out of the intelligence community. And it's led to a big, big headache and a big problem for President Trump. Just size it up for us.
Well, it's hard to do in short order, but let me say this. The people that leaked this committed a crime. There's absolutely no question about it. You can't leak classified information. That's a criminal offense, and that's bad. Having said that, the leak also underscored in the media the acts that happened that need to be reviewed. Now, we would have done that, that is, the Intelligence Committee would have done that with or without the leaks, but of course, since it is out in the mainstream media, obviously that's what people are talking about back here, hour after hour after hour. But this has got a lot of moving parts to it, and there's going to be an investigation or a probe or whatever you want to call it. It may lead somewhere. It may be perfectly harmless. But the Intelligence Committee is it's a bipartisan committee that works quite well together, and we're going to follow the evidence wherever it takes us. And that includes not only the acts that are alleged, but also the leakage.
I want to ask you, Senator, the basic aspect of Trump campaign officials talking with Russian intelligence agents, is that troubling to you? I mean, what is your response to that when you hear that indeed did go on?
Well, I wouldn't use the word troubling. I would say it is interesting. It could be perfectly harmless, and it could be nefarious. We don't know. And that's something that that we're going to have a look at. Look, people talk to Russians all the time. We talk to diplomats and security officers and everything from all 200 countries. There is really nothing unusual about that. Businessmen in the United States talk in thousands of conversations with Russians every day and vice versa. So, people are jumping to conclusions on this, and it may very well be that their conclusions are correct, but it could also be that they're not. And I think it shouldn't be prejudged, but it is of interest, and it needs to be reviewed.
And I've never worked on a presidential campaign before. I don't know what the norms are, but is it out of question or is it suspicious? I mean, I would imagine if you have a major presidential campaign, there are countries around the world that want to begin establishing good relations, especially when you've had a complicated relationship like Russia has had. I mean, is that all this may end up being, is that, here's a country reaching out.
You've hit the nail exactly on the head. That is obvious. Every single person who runs for president goes to Israel and meets with Netanyahu and with these security officers over there. So, I mean, that is not in and of itself unusual. We meet, I'm on both intelligence and foreign relations, as you know. I mean, I have phone conversations and meetings on a daily basis with people from countries all over the world. And I ran for re-election. That happened during my campaign. I mean, it may be perfectly harmless where you're just trying to establish what the facts are on the ground in those countries or what the facts of the relationship are. But on the other hand, it may have something else too, and the fact that the Russians what causes everybody's hackles to get up is the fact that the Russians attempted. They didn't succeed, but they attempted to interfere in the U.S. elections, which again that's par for the course with the Russians. Everyone knows it's the policy of the Russian government to interfere and influence elections. They do it everywhere. They do it openly in some places. Some places they do it covertly. So that is not helpful as far as the facts of this where people were dealing with them during the campaign.
All right, Senator, I want to shift gears. The Idaho Statesman had a story this past week on the immigration issue. course, we're seeing some crackdowns by the Trump administration. There have been some ICE raids and that sort of thing. And there's some concern among the dairy industry, and I'm sure other sectors in agriculture in Idaho and other states, that this could disrupt the labor, the high presence of immigrant labor that we have here. And maybe, I guess, give us an update. How do we make sure that that agriculture gets the labor needs supplied and also stay true to our immigration laws?
That's a great question. In fact, that article, I don't know if you saw that, they did a correction to it, or at least were supposed to. They erroneously stated that we didn't respond to an inquiry from them, which is absolutely untrue. Look, this is an issue for not only the dairy industry. I had another ag group in yesterday that this is a, in fact, two of them in yesterday that was, this is a very big issue for them. It's also an issue for the hospitality industry. Here's the situation. We need a guest worker program that works. E-Verify will go a long ways to helping us curb illegal immigration. If you have an E-Verify program where an employer calls into a number and verifies that this person is eligible to work, that goes a long way to curbing illegal immigration. They won't come here if they can't work. But having said that, you can't do that without making provisions for industries that rely on immigrant labor doing jobs that Americans won't do. And that is, as we know, the dairy industry relies heavily on it, and so do other field worker egg and businesses. And so this is a concern, and we have preached that. The Idaho delegation, all of us have preached that this is something that's got to be considered when immigration reform is eventually done. And indeed, the good news about this is not a Republican-Democrat issue. This is an issue of farm state versus non-farm state, and there's a lot more farm states than there are non-farm states. So I'm cautiously optimistic that when immigration reform is done, and I don't think it will be done this year because we got Obamacare in front of us, we got tax reform in front of us, we got a regulation reform and rollback in front of us. Yep. We got a Supreme Court judge to confirm. That's heavy lifting for this year. So I'll be surprised if we get to it this year. But I know it's high on the list because the president ran on that issue, and we'd all like to see some necessary reform.
All right. That list of issues that you just rattled off, we'll save that for our next interview. How does that sound?
I'll be there.
All right. Senator Jim Risch, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.